From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. North Korea has launched a long-range rocket, according to North Korea and other governments in the region. Analysts say that North Korea used such launches to try to learn how to deliver a nuclear device by long-range missile. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
The rocket took off Sunday morning Pyongyang time and flew over Okinawa, the southern Japanese island, according to Japanese officials. North Korea claims it's just sending a satellite into space, but observers see the launch as a front for a banned ballistic missile test. The U.S. said the launch, quote, represents yet another destabilizing and provocative action. It comes on the heels of Pyongyang's statement last month that it had carried out its first hydrogen bomb test, a claim that was met with skepticism around the world. Analysts say testing rockets through satellite launches provides invaluable information to developing intercontinental ballistic missiles, though they also say the North appears to be years away from perfecting that technology. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Get out the vote rallies boosted Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders today in snowy New Hampshire as the clock ticks down to the first in the nation primary. NPR's Brackton Booker has details.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking at a rally at Franklin Pierce University, told supporters he needs big crowds to show up to vote on Tuesday. If that happens, he says, he will be victorious.
We're here in New Hampshire where our opponent won. Let's not forget it. She won the Democratic primary back in 2008.
About an hour away in Concord, Clinton was joined at an event by another former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. Clinton is trailing Sanders by double digits in most polls here. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Leading Republican presidential contenders faced off tonight in one last debate before Tuesday's New Hampshire primaries. The one GOP presidential hopeful missing from tonight's debate stage was Carly Fiorina. ABC News explained before the event that the participating candidates were chosen based on an established formula that determined Fiorina's polling numbers were too low for her to be on the debate stage. Speaking with reporters in Goffstown, New Hampshire, Fiorina rejected ABC's explanation.
I've beaten a couple guys on that stage. I've tied a couple guys on that stage. I'm leading in the polls over a couple guys on that stage. The game's rigged. The people of New Hampshire are being insulted.
Fiorina is not alone. Former GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney had said that Fiorina should not have been left out. Hundreds have been hurt, at least 18 are dead, and the search continues for other victims of a powerful earthquake in southern Taiwan. Most of the dead lost their lives in the collapse of a 17-story residential building. Hundreds of others were pulled out. This is NPR. Police in the German city of Cologne say more than twice the usual number of sexual crimes were reported during the opening night of the city's carnival celebrations. As Kerry Skyring reports, Cologne experienced a wave of sexual assaults on New Year's Eve.
Police say 22 sexual assaults were reported, compared to 10 during last year's carnival opening, a night when women symbolically take over the city. The alleged crimes included one case of rape, while a TV reporter was assaulted during a live broadcast. Cologne police say the increase in reported assaults could be attributed to greater public awareness following hundreds of attacks on New Year's Eve. Many of those are alleged to have been carried out by foreigners. That sparked a fierce debate in Germany over the huge number of migrants entering the country and their ability to be integrated into German society. Kerry Skyring, NPR News.
In Dresden, Germany, Calais, France, Amsterdam, Prague, Warsaw, and Birmingham, England, thousands of Europeans gathered today to protest Islam and immigration. In some cases, police had to intervene when demonstrators became violent. Brett Favre and the late Ken Stabler, quarterbacks who each won a Super Bowl, were elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. Favre's career, mostly with the Green Bay Packers, included three consecutive NFL MVP awards from 1995 to 1997 and a championship in the 97 Super Bowl. Stabler, a left-handed nickname Snake, was the 1974 league MVP. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.